Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. So glad that you have joined us on what is a warm one today. And getting warmer tomorrow, but we have our Smoothie Kings in front of us to keep us cooled down, which is a good thing. And we can think a little hockey every once in a while. This is a story we don't want to think about because, as Shea Weber's agent said, typically when the team asks for arbitration, a deal gets done. It doesn't often end up going to arbitration, and I don't think anyone really wanted to see this thing go to arbitration, including the player, but that's where they ended up this morning, the Preds and Shea Weber. And joining us now for an update on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP hotline is one Josh Cooper of the Tennessean. Josh, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, I thought, as I retweeted back to you, if I did that properly, I don't know, I'm just kind of getting used to that thing. But when I saw your note about you're on, what, four or five different shows today, and I thought I was special. I thought maybe I had some kind of access to Josh Cooper, and the next thing I know, I found out you're making rounds. You know, it's a pretty active guy today, huh?
I think it's two things, Tom. One, it's the summer and slow news day, and the other is that this is actually a pretty big story.
Yeah, no, it is a good story. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's a hero in Canada, a gold medalist, the captain of the team. First of all, your level of surprise that they even ended up at this point going to arbitration, did you think they would get something done before it got to this?
I did. And, I wasn't surprised that it did get to this just because, you know, in talking to parties involved, it sounded like something may have been amiss, that they were, a good bit ways off. But you always think that when two sides get together, that when they're in the same location as both the Predators and Weber's representatives are, that something does get done. And, I didn't think that it would come to this, but it did. And, it's just a strange story. It's been a really weird summer dealing with this because you kind of go from, you know, the beginning of the summer where, Shea Weber gets up there on breakout day and says, I want to stay with the Nashville Predators. I want to be here. Deal's going to get done. All of a sudden, he switches agents, and then boom, we have today when they go to arbitration, and still no word coming out of the arbitration hearing. So all sorts of kind of strangeness right now with the Shea Weber stuff.
So what is your best sense in terms of the numbers that were involved in this thing? Because we've seen different things all over the lot. We know he was making over $4 million a year, coming into the deal. I saw a report saying that he was asking for $7 million and the Preds were trying to go under that. My mind has always been around a $6.5 million number for him for 4 years or so. What is your sense of where these numbers are?
I think that it's kind of, you kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of kind of the 6.5, 7-ish numbers. I mean, those make most sense in terms of Weber and who he compares with and the players that make that. I think one of the keys, though, when you're looking at these numbers, is just the fact that, the players that make this, they receive their contracts kind of before this offseason, where contracts start getting a little more front-loaded when they were a little more expensive. So look at a guy like Dion Phaneuf, make $6.5 million. Well, maybe if Dion Phaneuf got his contract this summer, it would have been closer to $7 million, and Shea Weber's obviously a better player than Dion Phaneuf. So I think that, you know, if you're Shea Weber's representative, you kind of look at that and you start to think, you know, this is what he's worth, and the Predators are like, no, this is what he's worth. They look at Dion Phaneuf's comparables. I mean, I'm not sure if this is actually the case. This is sort of kind of me guessing here. And that's kind of where they come from a number, or come to a number. So kind of interesting stuff just in how it's sort of played out, and in terms of price, and obviously they couldn't come to an agreement, still haven't come to an agreement.
Nashville Predators beat writer for the Tennessean, Josh Cooper, with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP hotline. Do you buy Shea's contention that he really would like to stay here and that he would like to get a deal done and a longer term deal, or do you think that he's harboring thoughts about getting back to Canada?
Tough to really say. He said all the right things in public, but, his actions would speak otherwise. I mean, you see him fire his agents, you see him, kind of going out there and going through arbitration and taking a hard line. And even though, yes, it's his representatives, he still is technically the boss of those representatives and is paying them. So, I don't know if he wants to go back to Canada. I don't know if he likes that type of spotlight, but maybe kind of a smaller market that can pay him more, a smaller hockey market that can kind of submit to his demands, like say, in Anaheim or in L.A. or Detroit's a pretty big hockey market, but it's not like Canada and how the media scrutiny is there. I don't know if it's for fact, but, I mean, I think his actions sort of kind of tell you where he's at and kind of how these things have gone in this direction.
What do you think, if you're a gambling man, what do you think the future holds for him? I mean, do you think no matter how this whole thing pans out that we're looking at another year of Shea Weber and he's going to be gone one way or the other?
It just depends on how much things have kind of been damaged since this arbitration hearing this morning. You don't know if feelings have been hurt or if relationships have been battered and bruised between Predators and Shea Weber. I mean, one of the interesting things is in an arbitration hearing, you have to pretty much go up there and say, this is why this player is not worth this type of money.
Right.
And you think of David Poile and Paul Fenton getting up there and saying all sorts of bad things about Shea Weber is just mind-boggling.
Maybe
that's what happened.
Yeah, they don't maybe have to say why he's not worth. Maybe they could make a case for why he is worth what they think he is worth. And, because I just don't see them going in there and going scorched earth.
No, I don't either. And the thought of it's just very strange. But, I mean, it's the business. I mean, you have to get a better deal for yourself. But that's why in arbitration they say even when you win, you lose. And you can get a better deal for yourself, but then you can lose the player a year later, even a few weeks later.
Huh. All right. Well, Josh, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. I know it's a hot story. We're following you. We're following the blog in the Tennessean. We're following you on Twitter. So, stay on top of it. We can't wait to see how it results. You're sitting there, it's like watching, waiting for white smoke to come out at the Vatican.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate you, Josh.
All right, take care, Tom. Thank
all right,
you.
Thanks, Josh Cooper on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. We'll see how that story